It's no secret 2020 was a terrible year for Hawaii tourism. The 14-day travel quarantine effectively shut down tourism for most of the year, but the pre-travel testing program that started in October has brought more visitors. Shandi is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer with Outrigger Hotels and Resorts. He spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about how the company's Hawaii properties have fared during this past year.
Actually reflecting on the past year with my team, so we literally shut almost everything down in late March. And with some exceptions, as you probably know, Outrigger owns and manages, you know, a lot of properties on the islands. We're probably most known for the Outrigger Waikiki Beach Resort, which is over 50 years it's been, you know, located in that iconic location right in Waikiki. The Outrigger Reef, Waikiki Beach Resort as well, that's over by Fort DeRussy. And then we've got the Waikiki Beachcomber by Outrigger, and the two Ohana properties here, the East and then the Waikiki Malia property. We also manage the Embassy Suites and then a couple airport hotels and then obviously a lot of other condominiums. So we have a lot of inventory here, and we were heavily impacted in March. We took the decision to keep open a few of our properties, and they've stayed open throughout the whole pandemic, so I'll probably start with those because that's kind of an interesting story. Outrigger Waikiki, for a variety of reasons, we decided to keep open, and really, for a period of time, it was a mix of military, crew, and then first responders. We partnered with the Hawaii Tourism Authority, which worked in conjunction with the governor and HPCB, the major market contractor for the state. And we provided rooms for critical care nurses, for doctors, for people who may have had an exposure to COVID, et cetera. So that was a big part of our initial occupancy, if you will. And then slowly over time, and frankly into the summer, we saw a pretty decent upswell in local business. So the Kamaaina business, you know, really kept us afloat at Outrigger Waikiki. Kind of a similar story at Embassy Suites. That was pretty much the mix that we saw there. And so we saw occupancies in the summer probably in the 40 to 50% or higher on the weekends. So that was, you know, a little bit of positive news. It allowed us to keep some properties open. The Ohana Malia we also kept open, but we closed the Outrigger Reef and we closed the Ohana East property, which is where our corporate office is located. So kind of a mix, if you will. And then, you know, when Safe Travels was rolled out in October, you know, we did see kind of an initial pickup, which was positive for us. You know, not significant. It's interesting. It depends on kind of who publishes, you know, the data and when, but I tend to rely on the data that's produced by the research department at HTA. Jennifer Chun and her team there do a phenomenal job. They publish that research daily. And, you know, we saw a few thousand visitors in the first few days, up to probably a peak of, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people. So that gave us some confidence to open the Waikiki Beachcomber by Outrigger, which we opened that property in early November. So that property now has been open. The other thing that allows us to do is to open restaurants and activity desks as well. And as an example, Hawaii Aroma Cafe and Maui Brewing Company, you know, two local restaurants that are located in the lobby level of the Waikiki Beachcomber also are able to open. The activities desk at Waikiki Beachcomber is also open. So really hotels are kind of, you think of them as almost like an ecosystem, right? They're a little mini economy. Sometimes we just think about housekeepers and front desk folks, but the reality is, you know, we're connected to restaurants, which are connected to wholesale suppliers, which are connected to farms. So we really, you know, support a whole range of businesses. So I'd say that long story short, you know, it's been slow. We've had a little bit of some bright spots along the way, but generally about half of our inventory still is closed, and the properties that are operating are now dipping back into the 20 to 30% occupancy range, which is obviously not healthy and frankly not profitable for us. So it's been a challenge.
Now, at the properties that are open, you mentioned restaurants such as Maui Brewing Company were open. As a visitor, what service and amenities can you expect? Like, what's available and what's still closed at the moment?
You know, we get a lot of feedback from, you know, customers, visitors, as well as our partners, you know, on the mainland, you know, to try to understand what's open and what's not, because it's been confusing times. You know, a lot shut down in late March, and then slowly things have reopened. As I mentioned, at the Outrigger Waikiki Beach Resort, which has stayed open throughout, you know, thankfully our friends at Duke's and Hula Grill have pretty much stayed open throughout. Hula Grill had shut down for a short period of time, but effectively Duke's has been open throughout for a period of time and had to go to takeout only, obviously. Then it went to 25%, which is still just operating under, so you can only seat 25% of the restaurant capacity, socially distanced, you know, with tables 6 feet apart and groups of up to five. for a period of time, it was only for families, and now it's for a group of five, can be for mixed. They do have live entertainment, so if you're a Henry Capono fan, you can go out on Sunday and see him perform, and Bobby Madero on Friday. And we took the decision to have live music there. It's part of the overall experience of being at Duke's and being at an Outrigger property. We do it outside. We do it behind plexiglass. We don't allow dancing. You know, so we've had to modify a lot of the behaviors, but we've tried to create an experience. I mean, that's what, you know, staying at one of our properties is all about, or eating at one of our restaurants is all about. And the staff has done a great job, and obviously keeping our host safe is of paramount importance, and obviously keeping guests clean and safe is important as well. And so way back in March, we actually started working on a program called the Outrigger Clean Commitment, and we launched that in, I want to say, the second week in April. It was a global task force that we stood up quickly, led by our head of operations here, Mike Schaff, and head of operations for Asia Pacific, Tony Pedroni. And we worked with Ecolab, and we created a program that really, you know, it's very comprehensive. It was modeled on a national program from the American Hotel and Lodging Association, and also Mufi Hanneman and the team at HLTA here created a similar initiative. Again, first and foremost is keeping hosts healthy, and then obviously keeping our guests healthy. So social distancing plays a key role. You'll see in, you know, our elevators, on our lobbies, on stairs, you know, our stickers reminding people to stay 6 feet apart. We have signage up throughout the property explaining the program and all the protocols. We have plexiglass shields now installed, so when you go to check in, you actually don't have any direct contact with our front desk folks. You can only have four people in an elevator at a time. We have sanitation, you know, stations all over the property from the time you enter to the time you leave. We actually were one of the first to implement a masks policy before the state did. So if you were at the Outrigger Waikiki back in April or May, you know, you were required to wear a mask. And so that had some challenges with some guests, but generally people have complied from the early days, and clearly now it's mandatory, so there's no issues there. And then we invested in electrostatic sprayers and then these UV wands, which we use, you know, daily and nightly to clean the rooms, any touch points that our hosts would have as well as our guests would have. So it's a pretty comprehensive program. Our restaurants also follow that program as well. And so we've been able to stay safe and stay open. We also have the Sunrise Shack for breakfast at the Outrigger Waikiki Beach Resort. And then Faith Surf School, the Moniz family, an awesome family, probably the leading family of surf now, I think, with the boys and the girls, now young men and young women who are in professional surfers, and then Tammy and Tony, the founders. They're conducting surf lessons. You can rent beach chairs now through Aqualani and Mike's team there as well. So, again, socially distanced, spaced out, you know, only a certain amount at a time, time limits on those. So everything has had to modify and change, you know, but we are open and we're in the business of providing hospitality, and we want to continue to do it even during these COVID times. And so a couple other restaurants to note would be Appetito here, the popular pizza and wine bar that's in the Ohana East. So even though this hotel is closed, the team at Appetito decided to open. It's a popular place with locals, and it's a great concept. And so they've been open for about 6 to 8 weeks, and it's great to see that. So come on down and support them if you can. That's on Cahillo at the Ohana East. Rivals, the sports bar down at Waikiki Malia is open. And then Waikiki Beach Walk, we actually developed that whole property and manage it. And that's down on near Lure Street there, near the reef and anchored by the Hokulani. That whole area, so you have the Yard House, Giovanni Pastrami, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Roy's as well, those restaurants are open, and most of the retail in that area is open as well. So we're trying to get open. We're trying to get people back to work and employed. And, you know, the festive season, if you will, the Christmas, New Year's time, we did see some visitors coming. And so, again, some people had a decent December. But, you know, generally speaking, you know, I would say the restaurants, the retail, definitely the hospitality industry in general is operating at around 20 to 30%, which is for most not very profitable, but we're trying to get people back to work, and we're trying to get more, we call them hosts, our employee base, get more of our hosts some operating hours so that they can make a living and obviously keep food on the table.
Can you talk about your staffing there? What is it compared to prior to the pandemic, and what are you looking at now?
You know, staffing for us, at the end of the day, for most hospitality companies, and, you know, I don't want to speak for the the restaurants and retail, but I know they're following along similar lines. You know, it's really tied to occupancy. So occupancy levels are really going to drive your staffing levels. And so for us, you know, we're running somewhere in, again, 20 to 30% range. I just looked at, so I had the exact numbers. So the team over at HTA published first week in January. These are the state totals for occupancy. And this is for the week of December 27th to January 2nd. So historically, that's the busiest week of the year for Hawaii. So, for instance, for last year, the state ran just under 90%, which is effectively sold out. I mean, that means, you know, pretty much all the rooms are occupied, 89%. This year for the state, occupancy for the, I have to laugh, it's sad, but laugh, was 30%. You know, so you're down 60%, and that's for the entire state. Interestingly, the island of Hawaii, which is usually the laggard, had the highest performance. It actually ran around 40%. In Waikiki, it was at 30%. And so that's obviously where the bulk of the inventory is for the state. So we're running around 30%, and that was the busiest week that we've had effectively since March for the state. And that just shows you the challenges. We're going to probably see those numbers cut in half, I would say, for the next probably 60 to 90 days. So, Jason, we're probably going to be back in the high teens to low 20s, maybe a little bit better on the weekends. And so from a staffing perspective, that's about the area that we're staffing. We're staffing at about 20 to 30% of a normal, you know, time period. And so, you know, that means, you know, depending on the hotel company, between 60 probably and 80% of our staff remains either furloughed or just out of work permanently. So it's really been devastating. If you think about how many people are directly or indirectly employed in the tourism industry and in hospitality specifically, you know, it's between 20 and 40% of the state is somehow connected to hospitality. And so, you know, we're all feeling it. And in addition to whoever's still employed, most of it has taken, you know, pay cuts and taken more pay cuts to try to get more people back to work. And, you know, obviously it's a sacrifice we have to make, but many of us are still employed. So we want to obviously share the burden here if we can. So, you know, we're hoping to see this improve. You know, I've seen projections for the state at between 4 and 6 million visitors for 2021. 2019, we had a record year. You know, obviously, many people reported on that. I think we had 10.4 million, you know, visitors. So if we had 4 to 5 million visitors, it'd be about 50% of the visitors. And obviously, that would translate probably into about a 50% occupancy for the hotels, maybe a little bit less than that, 40, 45%. So that's the best case scenario. You know, the quick math on it, I think those numbers are wildly optimistic. November, as a state, we saw 183,000 visitors for the month of November. So, you know, multiply that by 12, you know, you don't get to 5 million. Unfortunately, it's going to be probably closer to 2 to 3, which is what 2020 would probably end at. So, unfortunately, I wish I had better news to report, but from a hotel perspective, we're probably going to be, you know, 20 to 30% occupancy into Q2, and then maybe by Q3 and Q4 as the vaccines roll out and people get more confidence to travel, we can hopefully see 40 to 50% occupancy. But for a total year basis, we'll probably run around 30, 35%, and that's probably where our staffing levels will be.
That was Sean D. with Outrigger Hotels and Resorts talking about the past year in Hawaii tourism with a very sobering look at the year ahead. And full disclosure, Outrigger's Hotels is an underwriter of Hawaii Public Radio.